I want to thank God this afternoon, self-study time. Everybody is very self-disciplined. You really follow the encouragement and did a wonderful job. May the Lord bless you. You see, NYTS is the, I just mentioned it yesterday, is the place where we train the worker of God. We have two senior ministers over here, and they are all trained by Taiwan Theological School. And recently we arranged who would go where to preach on Sabbath day. And to my surprise, both of them tell me that you just arrange. I will do whatever you arrange. I was so shocked. Two senior ministers with great experiences follow a young minister's arrangement. To me, this is like great lessons I need to learn. This is called self-discipline. NYTS expects certain outcome, certain kinds of outcome. I share with you already the pillars of God. You should be able to lead the Bible study. You should be able to give a sermon if it is necessary. Now, you are all the inputs. You are coming into a black box over here. This is a black box over here. The output have to be very best quality. Now, this is a refining process. And it has to do with a lot of self-discipline. See, when you talk about training, even the society have a very strict rules and regulations. Some people commented that NYTS rules and regulations are too strict. Why can we have fun over here? Why can we have good time over here? But if you compare the outside training camps, actually we are much better than those outside training camps. Anybody joined the army before? I guess you are too young to join the army, right? When we are in the army, at the very beginning, they give us two sentences. First sentence, if this reasonable request is called training, if this unreasonable request is called trial, you have to take either training or trial. What is a called reasonable request? Every morning you get up, you have to do about 100 push-up. Okay? You do jump up and down for 50 times, and then you put on the helmet, which is made of steel, and you put on a uniform and S-shaped belt, and put on a special made booth, and you have a 5-7 style rifle, very very heavy, huh? You run for 3 to 5 miles every morning. This is called reasonable training. Every morning you do this, right? What is unreasonable training? After you eat lunch, right, you go outside and run and sing the hymn. Not hymn, actually. It sings all kind of army songs, right? And because it, like we run in the groups, right? Sometimes I think, well, I cannot do this. My stomach will be ruined, right? So I did not sing. And I don't know why the leader can hear that I did not sing. I'm coming to knock my helmet. How come you don't sing? This is called a reasonable request, called a trial. We still have to accept it. Now, this is society's training. How about God's training? You are all very well versed. You all remember the story of Gideon, right? Gideon was assigned by the Lord as a judge, right? And he called out, how many people follow Gideon at the very beginning? 32,000 people follow Gideon, right? And God says that this is too many. If you are successful, he will say that, well, this is my glory. I use my own power to overcome. Therefore, God tell Gideon, tell the people, if anyone is scared and afraid, go home. How many people left? 22,000 left, right? So I remember the second day when we had first praying at lunch hour. I figure out some of you might be forced, right? So I ring the bell and stand up and say, anybody who feels tonight how to pray, go to eat. But thank God, very few people left. You need to have heart. Then God still thinks that it's too much. I will give a try, right? I will give them a test to see any people have self-awareness, self-discipline, really can be aware of the environment, huh? They go to a water, and some people took the water to their mouths, huh? And bit water. Some people bend down to their knees and drink water. and Kasesta, those who bend down to their knee, they are not aware of the environment at all. So send those people home. Only 300 people follow Gideon. Those 300 people are the ones who really have self-discipline. Otherwise, you know, they have to go out at night time. 300 together, nobody should make any noise, right? Because they have nighttime attack, right? And the right time when it's time to break the vessel and light up the torch, everybody should do it at the same time, right? Need self-discipline. When nobody make noise, 300 people make no noise. When everybody got to shout together, everybody to shout out from their guts, right? Out from their hearts, right? So they need the self-disciplined people to follow Gideon. The leaders need self-discipline. I shared with you the other day, even the Buddhism, when they train people, they have very strict rules too. What do? When they have a concentrate camp, right? Some of the youth, they shave their hair first. And they put on their uniforms in the morning, plowing the ground, do the old labor job for 2-3 hours, then come back to meditate for hours before they take lessons. What kind of life did they live? I guess much worse than us, more strict training than us. See, if devils camps, you know, devils, the Bible sometimes the Bible call them legion, huh? A lot of people, we are fighting with invisible group, if we are not well trained, well equipped, we do not have self-discipline, how can we win the battle? Therefore, we will continue and we think it's the right direction to make you a little bit self, make you go to the direction of self-discipline. You know what? From the Bible, we notice that if you want to be successful in the future, self-discipline is the key. Let me give you some examples. You all study Book of Daniel, right? Book of Daniel have self-discipline. He refrained himself to take the king's delicacy, isn't it? You all know now, right? Imagine that he went to Hawaii. Think about it. He went to a more civilized country. Of course, Hawaii is about the same. But imagine go to Hawaii. Do you want to test the food over there? Of course. The guava over there is wonderful, right? The sweet potato, purple color. Have you ever seen potato in Hawaii? Don't miss it next time when you go to Hawaii. So sweet, right? And when you go there, you really want to try out, wow, the best food over there, mango, best mangoes over there, right? Now imagine that you were a slave from a countryside. Now you go to the capital of the most civilized country. Of course, the king's delicacies must be very delicious, right? Self-discipline. Maybe they're over to idol already. I don't want to take it. You need some training. Pummel your body. And when he was about age of 18, right, the Bible says what? He kneeled down 3 times as usual. Imagine, as customs, he had kneeled down 3 times a day since he was young. How many people pray twice a day? Raise your hand. Every time 15 minutes. Okay, every time 10 minutes, twice a day. Every 5 minutes, twice a day. Okay, at least I see some hands. Huh? This is called self-discipline. If you want to be successful, a successful Daniel, what's the simple key? Self-discipline. Do whatever is requested. Kneel down and pray, as simple as that. 3 times a day, for us maybe 2 times a day. 15 minutes per time. Every day, God will give you wisdom to care for your troubles. You will be a successful Daniel. This is called self-discipline. As simple as that. Some people commented, what's the difference between hero and ordinary people? Hero, according to the saying, the quote that I read from the book, it says that hero is the person who can sustain 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. If you can sustain 5 more minutes, you become a hero. This is so-called self-discipline. Let me give you an example. Esther. What is your impression about Esther? Beautiful lady, right? Of course, she's beautiful. She become a queen, right? What is the second impression? Lovely lady, right? Everybody like Esther, right? Very lovely, right? She find favor with a lot of people, right? Isn't it? Jason, grow this self-discipline. Remember the Bible says what? When he was summoned to the palace, when he walked from the woman's court to the palace, maybe it's a hall or something like that. She can take anything she like. Oh. A lot of girls must have thought, wow, these pearls is very beautiful. Persian pearls. Very beautiful. I will take it home. You can take anything you like. Oh, these clothing, colorful clothing, very beautiful. I'll take it home. Just imagine that. If you know, I tell you all the sister, you go to Macy's right now. You can take anything you like. It's free of charge. What would you do? Lancome's cream, right? And all kinds of perfume, right? Most expensive one. Anything you like. But what did Esther take? What did she take? She didn't take anything except she was advised to take. I would never imagine that if a mice passed by a cheesecake, he won't taste the cheesecake. I would never imagine if a bee find the honey, he won't touch the honey. Right? And these animals do not have self-discipline, but Esther. Every girl's like beautiful stuff. Refrain herself from taking it. Again, this is self-discipline. We just mentioned Esther was a very lovely lady, right? But later on, she became very mean, huh? Actually, maybe if, I don't know if mean is the right word to describe it, but let's read the Bible. Esther. Chapter 9. Esther chapter 9, verse 12 to 16. Esther is before Job. Chapter 9, verse 12 to 16. Wute, would you please read?
And the king said unto Esther, king, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan, the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request further? That it shall be done. Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according unto and let Haman 10 sons be hanged upon a gallows. 14. And the king commanded so be done, and the decree was given unto Shushan, and they hung Haman's 10 sons. 15. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day, also of the month of Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan, but on the prey they laid not their hand. 16. But the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together and stood for their lives and had rest from their enemies and slew of their foes 75,000, but they laid not their hands on the prey.
Wow, what kind of Esther turned into right now, huh? Used to be so lovely, huh? So kind, everybody find favor in her. Now it looks like her heart changed. Like changing from a Persian cat into a tiger right now, huh? This is, of course, self-discipline, too. I guess her nature may not be like this, but this is the law of Moses, huh? Enemy is so bad to them. In order to protect Jewish people, in order to protect their own race, even though maybe it is against their feelings, still got to do it. This, again, this is self-discipline. Oh. So maybe something I don't really want to talk did it to you or say some harsh word to you, right? But sometimes I got to say I'm sorry about it. I guess I myself need to have self-discipline, too. Self-discipline is the key for us to be successful. When it comes to self-discipline, of course, we have to do with endurance or suffering taking or suffering, right? Because you come in yourself, you forbid yourself to do something, you have to do with suffering. I overheard some of our church ministers, huh? Live a disciplined life. One of the elders took cold showers every day. Anybody took cold showers in the winter time? Anybody take cold showers over here? Raise your hand. Wow! You did it! Okay. another minister, in order to prepare himself to go to Mount Nero to preach, even though he got back to sleep on, he sleep on the floor. Another general, I read from a book, when he was a little kid, in the sowing season in Japan, he took the water out from the well in outside the court, and dumped the water into a body to take shower. In the snowing day, take the water from the well and do it. Self-discipline, of course, have to do with suffering, right? So, I already think about it. You know, what is the problem of the kids in the United States? No self-discipline. Very few suffering. You live in the most advanced society. You are cherished and beloved by your parents. Have your parents ever spiked you? Raise your hand. Spike you, damn you, zone you. Oh, you did, huh? A lot of people, parents don't spike people anymore because it's legal in this country. You are the king of your house sometimes, huh? You want anything, your parents simply provide everything to you, right? Very few of you have that kind of, have taken suffering. If you never take suffering, maybe you were just like Joseph, huh? When Joseph was young, he wanted to tell his brothers, hey brothers, I have a dream, you know, worship me. He was cherished by his father. He was like a kind of happy too, I believe, huh? Never take any suffering until he was chained and go and betrayed and sailed to a foreign country. He started to appreciate, I believe, the warmth of the family. He started to learn what is so-called submission. We got to learn to take more suffering so we can be more mature. The Bible says, sound and fool against the elder. It is good for young men to take yokes. The Bible says, it is benefit us to receive affliction. Let's read this verse, Psalm 117. Verse 71. Mark, would you please read? So now I may lend you to praise. If you're afflicted, if you took some suffering, if you have the endurances, then you can learn more about life. You can be more mature. You can be more pleased and be used by the Lord of God. Self-discipline and endurance. To me, to kneel down here for 30 minutes is a self-discipline too. Now, 30 minutes is... How many people can really concentrate from the minute 1 to minute 30? Concentration. Great. Self-discipline. How many people can kneel straight for 30 minutes? A lot of you don't have raised your hand. Self-discipline. How many people run the bell on time? Did not delay the car schedule. A lot of you. Self-discipline. Let me go back to prayer time. Prayer time is the same, man. Huh? When you're determined to really fast in the morning, self-discipline too. Suffering, part of your body, self-discipline too. Oh. I bear this testimony already, but it really touches me. If you come from Queen's Church, Elizabeth Church, you know that there's a sister. Last year, maybe she's in fifth grader or fourth grader right now, or sixth grader right now. She got leukemia. She said that sometimes she feels very cold at the fingertips. And we do not know what God's will to her, young lady. Huh? First time come to the church to pray. I noticed that this little girl have self-discipline, strong will, kneel down and pray with us. First time to come to the front. I share with you already, the knee start to bleed. Blood started to come out. What did she do? She put some ointment. She put some salompas. Continue to kneel. She fast in the prayer room by herself too. For 2-3 days or 4 days, God have mercy on her, receiving Holy Spirit. This little girl always in my mind. I really admire her will and her self-discipline. Unless I got Holy Spirit, I will not give up. I will continue to do it. So when all of us come here, that's all of this kind of spirit. follow regulation and to be a good student of God. Let's come out and pray together. Before we pray, because we have friends come join us, let me explain what is our prayer a little bit. When we pray, let's turn to Revelation 19. Chapter 19, verse 1. Chapter 3. Verse 4. The biblical verses teach us that when you pray, the best way to say is hallelujah. Hallelujah is a praising word. So today, a brother testified to me. She has been praying very hard for these days. And this afternoon, in this night hour, when she prays, he feels so joyful in his prayer, even though he did not receive Holy Spirit yet. Hallelujah is praising God. It's supposed to be solemn melody. And you really have a thanksgiving heart. You really mean it when you say, praising God because you are so mighty. Praising God because you are a wonderful counselor. Praising God because you are my king. Praising God because you are my savior. Every time you say praising God, you really have that kind of attitude, mentality. God is wonderful, so you praise God. God is so good and sweet to me, so you praise God. It's not like mechanic, huh? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Not mechanic. Every word, you have a thought behind it. Yes, indeed, God is wonderful. Not like a machine, huh? If it is a machine, we can simply playing the recorder. Not the recorder say for us. It's not like that. Your hearts have to be there. Hallelujah. Concentration, self-discipline, every time. So, my friends, when you come here first time, please pray with us, saying hallelujah. The several sentences you say is in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Because a lot of brothers and sisters receive Holy Spirit, they will speak in tongues. So when you hear the prayer over here, you will hear like mighty wonders. You will pray with us. We believe that the Lord will render grace to you just as he will render to us. We shall all praise out loud to our Lord. Hallelujah. Come to the front and pray together.